And a happy Hank Fans Monday to all who choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Rounding the bases on this final week of February. It is the 24th day of the second month of 2025. 55 in, 310 left to go. Today, ooh, it's a good one. National Tortilla Chip Day.
Which is kind of like, you know, 4 or 5 days out of the week in my house.
There's no greater gravitational pull out there than when you sit down anywhere and they put a bowl.
Oh, my gosh. I think
Gibson's
I ate my
also in front of you.
Body weight in them yesterday morning at Rio Mambo. And I had pancakes and eggs, and I could afford them.
It is World Bartender Day.
I used to be quite the drink slinger back in the day.
You a bartender?
I was a bartender.
I could see you cutting people off. Yeah. Young man, you've had enough. National Trading Card Day. It is next Tuesday that will be 8 days away until Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday.
I used to be fun.
13 days until daylight saving time. It's not this weekend, but next.
No, thank you.
We will spring forward. And I don't know if we gain or lose anything other than sanity.
Okay, what happened to the laws? I demand answers.
3 weeks away until St. Patty's Day, 55 until Easter, and we got 6 days until Texas Independence Day.
Woohoo!
On this date in history, it's a big day for stamps.
Oh.
I don't say that very often anymore. On this date in 1857, the perforated postage stamp came out.
Oh, wow. I can see where that is a reason to party.
I don't know if it was immediately lickable or not. Well, I guess anything is at least once.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when that came into play. On this date in 1868, speaking of Mardi Gras, the first ever parade to use floats occurred in New Orleans at Mardi Gras. And look where it got us. Now I announce them all the time. On this date in 1938, the nylon toothbrush was invented. I guess before that we used actual hair.
Doesn't
seem right.
Boar bristle brush.
We were so England with teeth until 1938.
Get them clean.
Speaking of, on this date in 1981, Buckingham Palace announced the engagement of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer.
Oh, that's so cute. They're so in love.
And back to stamps. Again, a sentence that's never been said on this show. 1992, the U.S. Postal Service Elvis stamps were unveiled. That's the last big stamp outside of the Forever stamp that just has, what, the Liberty Bell or something on it?
Mm-hmm.
I passed that. I don't know any stamps.
Know. I'm still getting over the fact that you said that anything is lickable once.
On this date in 2008, Fidel Castro retires as president of Cuba.
Get out of here.
I think his brother took over, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on this date, it debuted and premiered on NBC. 2014, Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's been on for 11 years, and I've never seen one episode.
I was going to say, does anyone actually watch that
but
show?
To be fair,
He's
probably never listened to one of ours.
KB and Heather Lee.
Well, he's missing out,
maybe
and I'm calling
Seth. Maybe we should start. That were his cup of tea. Happy Monday birthday cakes to Boxer Floyd Mayweather, 48 today. Titanic star Billy Zane, also of Zoolander fame. Billy Zane is 59 today. He's a weird dude. Sammy Kershaw is a cool dude. That Raging Cajun, 67 today.
I'll bartend for that party.
Rocker George Thorogood is 75. You're going to do the...
I
can't
was thinking
do it
of it. Is that one bourbon, one shot, and one beer? Those are easy to pour.
But you always pick the song that's not the most famous. It's very interesting.
You know,
like fifth down on the playlist. That's the one you go for. Straight to the jugular.
I do like some low-hanging
Queen,
fruit.
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody? No, no. Mm-hmm. I kind of like I want to ride my bicycle. Okay. What's the second most favorite song of yours of Rupert Holmes?
I don't know. He's kind of a one-hit wonder, isn't he?
If you like me,
I love this song.
See?
I'll get caught in the rain.
78 today.
Not into health foods.
I'm going to go find a second most popular song.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.